You're listening to the Texas Standard.
It's September. It must be fall. I know this because you can't raise an eyebrow right now without hearing about football games or school starting or the latest fall fashions. September's on the calendar, in the newscast, in the zeitgeist. Thinking about it, this new exciting season, I get a little shiver. Isn't that a nip in the air I just felt? No, it's the air conditioning going full throttle. You see, September is a highly confusing month if you live where I do in Central Texas. September promises so much, but it delivers hot air. We've lived through June, July, and August, but September's always the coup de grace. We expected better. We have been misled by the calendar, the national media, the endless hype of autumn. Year after year, we learn the same bitter lesson that no, we aren't all in it together. You in the Pacific Northwest, the East Coast, the Midwest, are basking in the gently slanted sunlight and breathing in the cool, crisp air. We are blinded by the merciless sun and shake-baking in the inferno. You are getting out your cashmere in longer sleeves and darker colors. We are staring disgustedly at our limped, sweat-soaked shorts and t-shirts, wondering if we can stand to wear them again. It's always been like this. I should have learned, but oh no. Growing up in West Texas, I was the bookish sort of kid who got her ideas about life and seasons at the library. I bring home piles of books that assured me that autumns were glorious, teeming with brisk days and cold nights that turned the trees fiery red and orange and amber. You could rake leaves and jump in them. You could shiver by the fireplace till it warmed you. Sometimes I looked up and out the window. It was always a big mistake. I was usually eyeball to eyeball with whatever spindly tree had been planted close to our house. The tree was always staked to the ground so it wouldn't blow away in the fierce wind. And you know that rumor about leaves turning color? Well, ha. That's all I have to say. Ha. The only trees that could make it in West Texas were mesquites, gnarled and low-lying and tenacious. Mesquites were unbeautiful, but they were ours. I was 40 before I ever heard the term trash tree applied to mesquites. It shocked me so much I almost took to my bed. But you know, mesquites just don't deliver when it comes to foliage. I had to move to Central Texas to find leaves that turned lovely colors. Not that they turn in September. No, we have to wait a couple of months. We do have September in Texas, but around here we pronounce it November. I'm Ruth Pennebaker for the Texas Standard.